So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf darshan the following pasuk regarding rain. If the iron is dull and you do not sharpen its edge. Rish Lakish now darshans this pasuk regarding limud ha-Torah. If a student has a hard time with his studies, it is bishvil mishnasei she'ein sidur alav. It is because his learning is not arranged in an organized way. This alluded to in the phrase of Ahulei Funim Kilkel, he has distorted what should come first. Rashi explains that a person should first study Mishnayos well, and only then begin to study Gemara. The remedy for this is, Yarbe b'yeshiva, he should spend more time in yeshiva, where they organize and study Mishnayos. Kol shekein mishnasei sidur alav meikar, he would have been better off if he had originally studied Mishnayos properly. An example of this is Rish Lakish himself. Rish Lakish have misad de mesnitin arboin zimnin keneged mem yoyim shenit natara va'ay lekamed Rabbi Yochanan. He would review the Mishnayos 40 times corresponding to the 40 days during which the Torah was given to Moshe, and then he would go to Rabbi Yochanan to learn Gemara. Ravada barava misad de mesnitin esun of arba zimnin keneged Torah nevim muksuvim va'ay lekamed Rava. He would review the Mishnayos 24 times corresponding to the 24 books of the Torah, prophets, and writings, and then he would go to Rava to learn Gemara. Rava used the same pasuk and taught that if you see a student, shelimud kashal of kabarzel, whose studies are as hard for him as iron, bishvil Rava shein amaz b'lei panim, it's because his teacher did not show him a cheerful face. His remedy is yar b'lav reim. He should send many friends to speak to the teacher on his behalf, and certainly he would have succeeded in his studies if he had originally found favor in the eyes of his rabbi. Rav Hami explained the next pasuk. If the snake bites because it was not charmed, then the master of speech has no advantage. He says this means that if the sky is copper color of rust, nachash is copper and nachash share the same root, because the rain and dew are not falling. It's because there are not enough people uttering softly, which Rashi says refers to prayer which is said softly. The remedy is Yelchu Etzel Mi Shiyudei Lilchish. They should go to someone who knows how to pray, as the pasuk says, Yagid Alav Reyai, his friend should speak on his behalf. The Gemara explains the rest of the pasuk. Ben Yisun Labal Haloshen. This refers to someone who is able to pray but does not. Mahano Yeshloi, what benefit does he gain from remaining silent? If someone prayed and was not answered, the remedy is Yelech Etzel Chasid Shibidar V'yarba Lav Bitzvila. Go to the most pious man of the generation, and he should increase prayers on behalf of the person who asked. If a person prayed and was successful, and this causes him to become haughty, maybe afloilam, he brings divine anger to the world, as the pasuk says, mekna'a falavla, there is an acquisition of anger because of his rising up in haughtiness. Rish Lakish has another explanation of the earlier verse about the snake that bites. In the future, all the animals will gather around the snake and say, Ari deres v'eichel, ze'ev teres v'eichel. The lion claws its prey and eats it. The wolf tears its prey and eats it. Ata mahano yeshlecha, what benefit do you derive from biting people and killing them? The snake will say, ve'ein yisun l'bahaloshen, the master of speech has no gain. And Rashi explains that this refers to people who speak lashon hara. They will be humiliated together with the snake for their forbidden speech. The Gemara continues with three more teachings from Rav Ami. A person's prayers are not accepted, elam kein meisim nafsha bekapoy, unless he places his soul in his hands, meaning his prayers are sincere. This is based on the pasuk, nisa levavein al kapayim, let us lift up our hearts with our hands towards Hashem. The Gemara challenges this from a verse in Tehillim that even insincere prayer is accepted. The Gemara answers, kam b'yachid, kam b'tzibur. An individual must pray sincerely for his prayers to be accepted, but communal prayers are accepted even though not everyone is praying sincerely. Rabbi also taught that in Geshamim Yardnil Bishvil Balei Mona, rain only falls because of people who are trustworthy in their business dealings, as the pasuk says, Emes mi'eretz tatzmech b'tzedig mishamayim nishkaf. When truth will grow from the earth through proper business dealings, then charity will look down from heaven. Charity in the form of rain will be provided from heaven. Finally, Rabbi taught, Kamagadilim Balei Mona, how great are the people who have faith in Hashem. We know it from the Chuldo Ubar, the story of the weasel and the pit. Rashi explains that a boy saved a girl when she had fallen into a pit, and they promise to marry each other, using the pit and a weasel as witnesses to their promise. However, the boy married someone else. When one of his children was killed by a weasel and the other fell into a pit and died, his wife asked what was going on, and he told her about the promise. She said they needed to get divorced so he could marry the other girl and fulfill his promise. If trust placed in the weasel and the pit is honored, Hamaymin Bakadish Baruchu Alachas Kama Bakama, someone who trusts in Hashem will certainly have his trust honored. The Gemara continues to discuss the drought. Rish Lakish explains the verse, Va'atzer es Hashemayim, and he will restrain the heavens. When Hashem holds back the rain, it's like a woman in labor that doesn't give birth. This is like what Rish Lakish said in the name of Bakapara, that the following three terms, Atzira, Leida, Pekida, are mentioned both in the context of rain and regarding childbearing women. The Gemara cites Psukim that prove this point. The Gemara later on relates an incident regarding drought and famine. During the time of Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, there was a famine and a deathly plague. They couldn't pray for both, as the Gemara explains based on the verse, and we fasted and requested from our Almighty concerning this. This indicates that there was something else for which they did not pray at the same time. Since they couldn't daven to end both the famine and the plague, they decided to daven to end the deathly plague, the kafna nizbal, and endure the famine. However, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni said they should daven to end the famine, and the deathly plague would end as a result, because Hashem only provides food for the living. As the pasuk says, Pesach es yodecha u'maspil l'chol chai rotzein. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Gemara continues to discuss rain. Rabbi Yitzchak said that even during the times of great drought, like during the days of the prophet Eliyahu, rain falling on Erev Shabbos was a curse. Rabbi Bar Shila said that the inconvenience of a rainy day is as bad as the day the Beznin sits to adjudicate twice a week. A Maimer said, Eloi detzarech libriyasa, bina rachmei mevatlinle. If not for the fact that people need rain, we would daven for it to be eliminated because of its inconvenience. The Gemara continues with three more teachings from Rabbi Yitzchak. He said, Shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah l'aniyim. Sun on Shabbos is a gift of tzedakah to the poor, because the sun heals the stomach disorders they may experience from eating the rich foods on Shabbos. He also taught, Gadol yom ha'geshamim shafel ha'pruta shebekis mizbareches bay. A day of rain is great because even a small coin in your purse is blessed through it. Rashi says this means that even businesses that do not need rain are blessed when it rains. Finally, Yitzchak taught, "Ein habracha mitzuya el bedav hasamim in the eye." Blessing is only found in something hidden from the eye. A related brice is quoted, "Hanechnas lamed es garnai." Someone who enters his silo to measure his grain says a special tefillah to request Hashem's blessing on his grain. Hischol lamed, when he begins to actually measure, he says a bracha thanking Hashem for blessing his grain. Madad ve'achkach beirach harezu tefillah shav. If he measured first and then said the bracha, the prayer is in vain, because blessing cannot fall on anything that has been weighed, measured, or counted, only on something that is hidden from the eye.